You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Waiting the Shella. So guys, welcome back to the season finale of Unsolicited Yarn. So this is season two and we are down to the last episode. Thank you guys for rocking with us this season. Faith, it's short. Okay, but you know, before I am one person, please. It's not easy to make content. You gotta go, you gotta refresh yourself, and you have to come back and give the people what they want. So I'm taking a break and we'll be back again next year. I'm not gonna say the date because if I commit and I don't do it, then it's gonna be a problem. So I'll see you guys next year. So let's get straight into this episode. You guys saw the title. So 23 showed me Pepe. Like, it was the absolute ghetto. Like, everything, not even 23. It started like 22. Halfway through 22, then we transitioned into 23. And I was like, God, what is happening? This was not part of the plan. It hit me like a rock. And like 23 can be different for every person. Some people's 23 might be 22, 24, 25, 21, 20, 18, whatever it may be. 23 is a relative term. So, like I said, it hits me halfway through. And through 23, and even up until now, like my birthday is next week. And I'm still going through the world of 23. But you know what? In all things, we give thanks. And I'm glad to be alive. And I'm glad for the lessons 23 taught me. So, like I said, it started through 22. I finished college. Well, COVID came. Actually, I didn't even finish properly. COVID came and messed up everything. So that didn't even make the transition easy. And then I was not prepared for post-grad life at all. And I always tell people, forget the packaging. I always say that on here. People package well. We all package well. Like, after the post-grad life hype dies, the pictures, everybody has started commenting, they have stopped commenting, blah, blah, blah. Reality starts to hit you. You're just like, okay, it's settling now. I've done something for 4 years and I don't know what I'm doing anymore. So now I have to figure out what's the next plan. And you know, African parents, they love to hit you with, what's the plan? What's the plan? Guy, calm down. I'm figuring it out as I'm going. Which one is what's the plan? And it just brings so much anxiety. But anyways, so that was that. And you guys might be like, Faith, you're being so dramatic. I wish I was. I wish I wasn't being dramatic, but I'm dead serious. Like, it shook my core, like, deep inside of me. Like, I was, it's like one of those, like, I don't want to compare it to childbirth because I've never given birth, but I'm sure it's one of those, like, life-changing experiences. That's what happened to me. Like, I was like, goodness. Like, if you had told me before I graduated, oh, and I turned 21, 22, that this would happen to me, I'd be like, God, let me not say what I want to say. But anyways, it was very ghetto. And it changed everything about who I am, who I was as a person. The person who I was when I turned 23 is not the person I am today. Sometimes I miss that person. Don't get me wrong. I miss it so much. Oftentimes you go into regret and you will miss how you were in that age, how naive, how innocent, like a lot of things. But you can't cry over spilled milk. But I do miss the innocence of 23. I'm sorry, of 22. But 23 made me a different woman. Some parts I like, some parts I don't like. But we move. And like I said, it showed me serious pepper. And I'm still washing pepper for my... Have you guys ever, like, tried to cook stew or something and then you forget to wash your hand, then you not touch your eye, and then you're having no situation? Yeah, and then you have to stay under the water and let the water rush on it for a long time so it can get the pepper out. That was me. And the worst part was trying to do this in an African household. Like, imagine you're in your room, you're trying to be, I don't want to say depressed, but like, you're trying to cry, you're trying to get your emotions out from whatever happened, and then you hear your mom, Faith, come downstairs and come and do this, come and do this, come and do this. Like, can I cry in peace? Like, let me be sad in peace. But in the African household, it's even worse because you have no proper time to process your emotion. Because it's either you share what's going on and it becomes a big deal, or you cry, but then you can only cry at certain times, or you can only cry when this... Anyways, the people that relates, you understand, Sha. But like I said, I'll share the lessons that 23 taught me. There were good and bad ones. Some of them I'm still unlearning. I feel like I'm finally processing what happened to me this year. And I'm like, okay, what was the good things? What was the bad things? What are things that we can grow from, Faith, and really learn from and apply? I want to say that I wish this won't happen in my life again. But knowing life, it will 100% happen. And life is not a respecter of anybody. It will do as it pleases. So I like to say, I don't waste my seasons. If I'm crying, I must cry and get what God wants me to get out of it. If I'm laughing, I must laugh and get what God wants me to get out of it. So let's get into it. First one was, your plan is tentative. So you know how they have blueprints for a house? And you know, most blueprints are tentative. Like, you can say, hey, we want the closet this size, that size, blah, 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 blah. Things might happen. It didn't work out that way. And you must learn that you are not in control. You can plan, you can do whatever, but you have to leave room for disorder, if that makes sense. And I hope it makes sense. You have to leave room for disorder, because when you start becoming an extreme planner like I am, and then when life starts hitting you basketballs, you're just like, what is going on? And you can't comprehend it, because like, you had such a detailed plan. And I think that's the hardest part, accepting that your plan is not working and you have to let go and lose control. Yeah, that's one lesson I've learned. Like, this control freak thing is got to end. I mean, you can't control, don't get me wrong. You can plan, but life doesn't always go like that, boo. Like, that's my first lesson. Two, this one was hard. I'm not as a great of a person as I thought I was. I thought I was a good sister. I thought I was a good friend. I thought I had arrived. You know, like, these parts of my life were like, check, 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 check. Like, we're building on it to even making it better. But no, I realized that there was a lot of things that I thought I was doing, or I thought I was good in, that I was not. And I think that was hard for me too, because when you plan and you invest in anything, relationships, whatever it may be, you think you're doing it well, but then like, something just hits you and you're like, dang, okay, so what I was doing this whole time was not working. So I realized I needed a lot of things to work on, personality traits, whatever it may be. And yeah, I think everybody can say that the older you get, the more you realize like, yo, I'm really not that great of a person. And if you think you are, you lack self-awareness. I'm gonna just tell you now, zero self-awareness. If you think, hey, I'm great, I'm perfect, everybody's the problem and I'm good, turn it up. You lack self-awareness and you need to go to therapy, straight up. So I'm gonna tell you that. And then the third one was, don't live your life for people. One day it will hit you and everyone will come to terms with it. It'll hit you that you've been living your life for everybody, and it might be hard, and you might think like, hey, what will people say? For all my people pleasers out there, our community, what will people say, blah 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 blah. And but let me tell you something, everybody go get in line. Like, it's you, they'll fall in order. So they might fight it, they might toggle with it, but last everybody will fall in line. And all my life, I thought I wanted to be one thing, but really my heart was somewhere. But then because I was comfortable in the one thing I thought I wanted to be, I was like, let me stay here. But one thing about this heart that God made, it always follows itself. You can try and you can pretend and you can try and fit in bubbles and squares and whatever it may be. But one thing about the heart, it always does what it wants to do. So that's that. Four, just because you switch plans, it doesn't mean that everyone will be on board with it. So you better own it with your chest, okay? just because you switch the plan doesn't mean everybody will accept it. Your family, your friends, blah, 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 blah. People might come and say, if you know what you're doing, sometimes some of us, we don't know what we're doing. If you know what you're doing and you know, like, this is where God wants me to go, then you have to expect that everybody will not be on board with it. You can't expect praises. You can't expect anything. You have to say, hey, this is my journey and I'm owning it. Whether anybody's clapping for me or whether anybody's not clapping for me. Then the other one was, man or woman can wait. Focus on you. Like I said, okay, let me not give too much details, but man or woman can wait. And I'm not saying, like, obviously don't focus on it or it's not important. Please, the Bible says two heads are better than one. So I'm not going to be like, I'm against man, whatever, like that kind of vibe. No, but you know, be do or die. If it happen, it happen. If it not happen, keep doing what you're doing. Like, it's not, you won't die because everybody's getting a relationship and you don't have relationship. Like, timing and trusting God's timing is specific. That doesn't mean just sit there and not do the work, okay, babes, all my people that we like to think about fall from heaven. No, it's not all. But at the end of the day, don't become so enwarped and wrapped in trying to be cuffed, I'd be whatever these kids say nowadays. That another one was, don't build your life on things and people you have. I think this one hit me, like, when I say this was the biggest whatever out of the whole thing. Imagine a table. So there's a table part and then there are the legs. And in my life, I built, the legs were certain things, family, friends, career, so many things, I don't know, mentalities, things I just, like, I thought I was good and I didn't need anybody to check me. I didn't need anything. I didn't need God's hand in. Yeah, I built my life and it was just like somebody came and took an axe, let's say it's a wooden table, and they started everywhere, like just hitting everything down. And I'm sitting there on the, my table is on the floor and I'm just like, what is going on? But I realized I made kind of like an idol out of those things because I thought that would, that would be what would hold me up. And when it all went, I realized, like, yo, I don't know who I am, like, because I built everything on this. So that's one. Don't make things in your life idols. Don't get me wrong, like, it's important to have friends and families, but they cannot be your everything. There's only one person that's your everything. Your man is not your everything. Your woman is not your everything. Sadly, people will always disappoint you and you will disappoint people too. So fair. That's why you can't build your life on those things. And then another one was, throw that people pleasing stuff out the door. I'm working on it, but I was such a people pleaser and I didn't realize it until last year when I was having a mental breakdown because I made a decision about my life and I realized how much I people please. Like, who freaking cares what people say? Like, my not caring meter is like almost at 100 right now. Like, I don't care. Obviously, don't make stupid decisions, but if you know what you're doing, I say go for it. I don't care what people say, or like, oh, what would this person say? You know, African parents are like, what would this auntie say? Well, is the auntie paying my bills? Is the auntie, I don't understand. Why is the auntie's opinion matter in here? Like, I don't understand. So people pleasing, and even all the people that are getting married next year that listen to this podcast, because I know a lot of you, stop people pleasing. Do your wedding how you want to do it. They're not paying for it, so it doesn't matter. Okay? That's my two cents. But yes, people pleasing, throw that out the door. People always have opinions. If you live by people's opinions or more, you're living people's lives. Like, bits, just think about it. Like, your life is encompassed with bits and pieces of people's lives. Where is you in all that? Like, you get what I'm saying? Okay, be honest with yourself. If you know you need to get your stuff together, do it. And I hate this, like, positive vibes nonsense that our generation's on. It's great, don't get me wrong, but don't live in delusion of positive vibes, because you enter from positive vibe, go carry inside you, go negative vibes. Be real. Say, hey, maybe I actually need to work on something. Maybe my money habits needs to get better. Maybe I am the problem. Some of you babes, sorry, oh, come and beat me at home. Some of you babes that you're always quarreling with somebody, every Instagram post is subliminal messages to one babe, to one person. Grow the freak up. Grow up. you are the problem. How can everybody have a problem with you? What's the common denominator here? It's you. Grow up, admit to stuff. It's okay to be the problem, but you can't stay there. Like, actually admit that I'm the problem and work on it. Like, sorry, yo, if you vex. Sorry. Wait, why am I even apologizing? No, you'll be all right. Come and beat me later when you see me. But for real, be honest with yourself. Work on the things you need to work on. At your big age, you can't say, because I used to say this too, I'd be like, that's how I am. No, you can't be, that's how you are. Everybody in life, if you're still the same person you were last year, that's a problem because you didn't grow at all. So there's a lot of things. You shouldn't be getting more bitter. You should be growing, especially this for us babes that like to be holding stuff in our hearts. So wake up. Don't be doing positive vibes every day. Be real with yourself. And yeah, that's it, guys. And I want to say shout out to the people that stood by me through the season. From the depths of my heart, I just want to say a deep, deep thank you. Without you and God, Omor, I fell down crazy this year. I'm no joke. But I really want to say thank you. And yeah, that's the end of this episode. You guys know I don't like to do long podcasts. Sorry, what would I've been begging? Maybe next year. I have something in the works for you guys. I'm so, so excited. It comes through by the grace of God. But I want to hear everyone's 23 stories. Some people already started sharing on our Instagram. Whenever your 23s happen, whether it was 24, 25, whenever it happened that like life just hits you like Molue Boss in Lagos kind of vibe, and you realize, oh my, this life thing is real. I really want to hear your stories. If you want to share, if you want it to be anonymous, of course, you always post anonymous on Instagram, but I would love to hear your stories. Thank you guys so much for rocking with Unsolicited Yarn for season 2. Yo, we are like, the other day we hit like 1,000 plays in like September. We're almost at like 1.3K plays, total plays. That's mad. I can't wait for you guys to see what we have next season. I'm so, so excited for you guys to see it. But I love you guys. Stay safe. This is my Merry Christmas. This is my Thanksgiving. This is my whatever it may be. I might do an Instagram live episode. We'll see, Sha. I'm not promising because I need to take a break from social media. But I love you guys. Stay safe. And keep having unsolicited yarns. Mwah. So there's no small business shout out for today. Go support the ones from the previous episode. And I would really love if you guys can take your sweet time out to leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast. I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yarn. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!